An unbridled blaze plays hopscotch with firefighters in the United States. Syria's death toll hits a new high. And at-risk kids find safe haven in India. We've got all this and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Black Forest fire in Colorado Springs, Colorado, is out of control. El Paso County's spokesman says this may be the most destructive fire that Colorado's ever seen. The evacuation zone affects 38,000 people. Compassion International is one of around 70 organizations based in Colorado Springs. Tim Glenn with Compassion International says the blaze is basically playing hopscotch with the firefighters.
So a tree will go up on the east side of the forest, and the wind will carry some sparks over to the north side of the forest, and now the north side's on fire. And firefighters are just having a heck of a time keeping up with the flames as they're bouncing around.
Compassion International is under a voluntary evacuation. Around 100 homes have already been destroyed.
Just not knowing whether your home is still standing or not, it's brutal. It's absolutely brutal.
Their request?
Pray that firefighters would be able to get a handle on this fire, because as of right now, it's still 0% contained. Pray for those families who have been evacuated, for those who've lost all of their material possessions in this fire.
Next, the United Nations Human Rights Office says almost 93,000 people have died in Syria's two-year civil war. Nearly 6 million Syrians have been displaced by it, too. 80 Operation Mobilization workers are serving in Lebanon, Jordan, Syria, and Iraq, the sites of a lot of refugee camps. Although they're overwhelmed, they say the Syrian crisis has opened the door for many who would otherwise have had no opportunity to hear the gospel. Please pray wisdom for the OM workers in the field as they struggle to meet these needs. This is Mission Network News. There's an urgent prayer need coming from Haiti. C.H. Dyer of Bright Hope International.
Some severe storms have gone through the island just a few days ago, and a church and a village that we've been working in was utterly destroyed.
It's a devastating blow at the start of what's forecasted to be a tough hurricane season.
The church is a center point for life in these villages, and it's a community gathering point. And so when it's wiped out like that, there's definitely a sense of loss and a feeling of, who's here to help me now?
That's why Bright Hope is stepping in. You can come alongside them at a website.
Even a gift of $10 would be so meaningful.
And pray for gospel opportunities.
Maybe now's the time where they could be introduced to Jesus and see how he's interested not only in their physical needs, but their heart and eternal needs as well.
Meanwhile, the saying, many hands make light work, really applies to the Global Aid Network packing event. Starting next Tuesday, over 3,000 volunteers will descend on their distribution center in Mount Joy, Pennsylvania for a week. Their purpose? Gaines Steve Watson explains.
For a week, we just pack everything we can pack. And so we will wind up with 20,000 gospel bead bracelets, thousands of care packs, thousands of pounds of food, and it's just amazing to see.
Volunteers also hear the stories of how these supplies support gospel work around the world. And that's had an interesting effect on the reluctant missionary.
People have that tug, but sometimes they're reluctant to go to Africa or to Central America or outside of their comfort zone. This is a way you can come in and do something tangible that isn't necessarily hard.
There's still time to pray, give, or go. We've got phone numbers and links at our website. And while India has the most orphans and vulnerable kids in the world, over 30 million, there are very few children's homes. But Baptist Global Response is working alongside one in North India. Blue Haven Children's Home is providing a home, food, and education for more than 30 at-risk kids. They're looking to expand their facilities to take in even more kids. Can you help? Go to missionnetworknews.org and pray that more kids will experience God's love through this ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. Now, the book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many others? Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.